in who were able to get in. They are out now because of the security forces forced them to get out.
Do you know how many got in?
There are dozens, there are hundreds, but those who were in, who were able to climb the wall and to inside, were about 10 or 15 or so, not everyone.
And how did the security forces respond?
Of course, firing. They were firing all the time, very heavy firing all the time, and there were all about two cars that were burnt in the yard of the building, and this is why now the smoke could be seen from everywhere. It is not a building. At the beginning, we thought it was the building, but it is cars that were burnt. And now it's there were also enforcement, and almost now there is no one inside. Now they are out, and the security is now very very heavy, and the firing is almost ceased now.
How many protesters are outside?
Hundreds.
Hundreds, but not thousands.
I think hundreds. No, we are. It's not at least at the beginning. Hundreds, not thousands.
And what's the mood like there? Have you seen it yourself?
Sorry?
Have you witnessed it yourself?
No, because I'm a little bit far, but I have three friends there, and I'm in contact with them now.
And what do your friends say?
The mood is very, very bad, because the area are very, very, very afraid because of the firing. So many residents told me that the children were horrified and terrified because of what they heard, and also after they saw the smoke, a lot of them started to move. In fact, but now they start to get to normal, because it's now, I think it's getting now calm.
And
quieter.
There were protests yesterday, right? But they only got into the embassy today.
No. It's only today. After Sheikh Al-Zindani called, Sheikh Al-Zindani, I think you heard about him.
No,
he called for this. He said, why you didn't feel like Libya?
Explain a bit more. Tell me more about him.
Do you know him?
No, explain, please.
Sheikh Abdul Majid Al-Zindani, this is one of the... This is one of the religious leaders who are accused by U.S. and U.N. of supporting global terrorism. He called for such protests yesterday, and he blamed the Yemenis why they didn't do like Egypt and like Libya. So this came hours after his call.
And what did the, after the protesters got in, you know, how long were they in for? What damage did they do?
Of course, we can't talk about the damages, but about the firing is 100%. Some cars in the yard that were parking were burnt, and we called the embassy people, and they didn't. They said they will tell us later with what happened exactly, because no statement now from the embassy until now.
And there was talk of the flag being, the U.S. flag being removed. Is that something you can confirm?
What do you mean by flag?
The flag, the U.S. flag.
Yes. This is, they had, some of them had flags, and some of them were having flags, not the one in of the embassy.
Okay, Nasser, thank you very much. Thanks.